This time, they told people which glass was Christian Brothers and which glass was E&J, and the results were Christian Brothers' numbers were up. That only deepened the mystery, because if Christian Brothers had a stronger brand, why were they losing market share? So now they do another 200 people. This time, the actual bottles of each brand are in the background. Now they get a statistical preference for E&J, so they've been able to isolate what Christian Brothers' problem is. The problem is not the product and it's not the branding, it's the package. Christian Brothers' bottle looked like a bottle of wine. It had a long, slender spout and a simple off-white label. E&J, by contrast, had a far more ornate bottle, more squat like a decanter with smoked glass, foil wrapping around the spout, and a dark, richly textured label. To prove their point, they did one more test. They served 200 people Christian Brothers brandy out of an E&J bottle and E&J brandy out of a Christian Brothers bottle. Which brandy won? Christian Brothers, hands down, by the biggest margin of all. Now they had the right taste, the right brand, and the right bottle. The company redesigned their bottle to be a lot more like E&J's, and sure enough, their problem was solved. End quote.